Om Shanti. So once we come to know Baba and Baba's knowledge, we have total transformation. It's very easy to bring about external transformation. Especially when we go to center, it's easy to put on white dress, take shower, wake up early in the morning, eating sattvic diet. So on a physical level, it's very easy. But on a spiritual level, it takes a long time. Though on the first day, we learn that we are a soul. But to maintain that soul consciousness takes a long time. Because we are so much used to be body conscious, role conscious. So we had to really change that laukic consciousness of body to alaukic consciousness that I am a soul. And every activity we do, in the early stages especially, we used to remind ourselves all the time, I the soul, I'm looking through my eyes. I, the soul, we used to look at the opposite person and say, oh, this is the soul. So that's where we had to see that now and again. We don't become body conscious. Because with body consciousness, as we know, we can get trapped in all sorts of vices. It's the root of all vices. So once we are body conscious, we will start thinking about how we are dressed, how others are dressed, how they are acting, what's their hairstyle. And we try to impress others by latest fashion, dress, hairstyle, matching, handbags, shoes, makeup, etc. So some of you may not be doing makeup, but still we look at the mirror now and again and see, how do I look like? How is my figure? Because still we are figure conscious in this society, that we should be slim. We should not be too fat. If we are dark skin, then there is a feeling, oh, I am not so beautiful. So that's where subtle thoughts may come of body consciousness, feeling shy, feeling nervous, lack of confidence, etc. And that's why Baba has to remind again and again and again, every murli, he will remind us, Remember your soul. Forget body, bodily relations, old world. So sometimes we think, oh, Baba, you're repeating the same thing. But in fact, we haven't imbibed the first lesson, which is the really most important lesson. So we have to change body consciousness to soul consciousness. We have to change our drishti, because otherwise we were relating our blood relationships as mine. And we were really still conscious, oh, I'm Russian, or I'm Indian, or I am American, etc. And many times, many Brahmins, even up to 10, 15 years of young, they will say, oh, I haven't come to Baba to become Indian. We have come to Baba to become Brahman. But they forget. They feel that, okay, all this system is Indian system. All these customs are Indian custom. Dress like this and hairstyle like this. So Baba is making me Indian or what? Or instruments are making me Indian or what? So that's where we have to really see that we have died alive from our nationality and color and really have this awareness, I am a soul in a body. I am Brahman. So my everything should be Brahman. I should have loving, brotherly feeling for everyone. So my drishti should not be laukik that this is my husband or wife or children or this. So as we change our drishti from body consciousness to soul consciousness, we look at everyone as a soul. Baba's child. So nobody is mine. So our relations also become alaukik. Laukik we have to see as alaukik relationship. Because Baba yesterday was mentioning, consider them as your service companion, as if you are staying in Baba's house. And your family member, Laukik family member, are your service companion, or they are Baba's student, you have to serve them. So I am with them, either to serve them or get their cooperation in Baba's service. So you will have that awareness, they belong to Baba, not to me. They are Baba's children, not my lokiks. Not only just the drishti, awareness, and naturally, with that awareness, we'll find that there is no more attachment. Because when we think, okay, this is my responsibility as a mother or as a wife or as a daughter or as a son, etc., that body consciousness is there. This is my responsibility. They are mine. But when we have this awareness, they are Baba's children. So it's Baba's responsibility. I am a trustee. Then trustee consciousness will be pakka. And I will not think I am a householder. I won't be attached to them. As a trustee, Baba says, okay, take care of them. I am giving you the responsibility. So on one hand, it is responsibility. But at that same time, we have trustee consciousness. Taking care, loving, but not attached. So we go beyond my and I. So that will help us to remain light. Otherwise, when I think I am responsible, I am become heavy. And I carry the burden of responsibility. So that's where we have to see that we remain light, caring, cooperative, but not dependent. Because when there is attachment, there is dependency. We start depending on them. And that can create sorrow. Because if there is attachment, there is definitely sorrow. Even separation for a month or two will create sorrow. And the death will create lots of grief for years. People keep on grieving and taking sorrow when they remember their loved ones. So we will be free from sorrow, heaviness, and at the same time we will be loving and detached. Then we have to change all laukic activities into alaukic. Because whole day we are not just sitting in tapasya. Baba has told us to stay in family, look after our job or business, household duties or whatever duties. So whilst doing every activity, we had to really change into alaukik activity. For example, Baba was mentioning yesterday, if you are moving around, you had to see that you had to progress further, move upwards, move forward with efforts. So whilst moving around, we should not just remember where we are going, or what are the shops around or people around. Because when we are body conscious, that was our attention. Never forget where I am going and also what I am going to do throughout the whole day. We used to plan our whole day's activity on a physical level, whom I'm going to meet and what I'm going to discuss and how will I interact, etc. But now Baba says, what you have to do is, you have to remind yourself, our destination is Paramdham. Our home is Paramdham. And second home, Baba said, is Madhuvan. Consider your physical home as your office. So you don't stay in office all the time, isn't it? As soon as 6-8 hours are over, you go home. In the same manner, as soon as we finish our activity, whether it's a business or household duty, we have to go to Paramdham or subtle region, etc. Have chit-chat with Baba. Whenever we are eating, we have to remember that this is just the food for my body, to give it energy. But my real food of the mind or soul is Jnana. And that's why Baba says, before even you have breakfast, you should have read Murli. First give food to your soul. Then give food to your body. When you are dressing up, remind yourself that this is just the physical costume. This costume of the body I will leave. And I wear a new costume of a deity. Brahma Baba was very much intoxicated. Whenever he used to wear his kurta and dhoti, he used to always say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to wear this costume of Krishna. It's just like hanging here. I'm going to wear that costume and I leave this body or this costume. So remind yourself that tomorrow I am going to wear deity costume. When you are showering, remind yourself you are just cleaning the physical body with water and soap. But at the same time, today I have washed my soul with the yoga power. So not to forget that I am a soul, even while showering. When you see your face in the mirror, because I think at least we must be looking at the mirror 5-6 times a day, minimum, maybe more. So that time, remind yourself of your soul as a dot. That this physical body is okay or not, the hairstyle is okay or not. At the same time, remember the dot form. When you are sitting on the chair, remind yourself, I, the soul, am sitting. This is my chair. (Clears throat) when you are driving a car or going in the transport, remind yourself, this body is my car. And I am the driver. The maryadas are the seat belt. Seat belt, when you are trying, remind that you have to follow Baba Srimad to remain safe, because we tie seat belt to remain safe whilst driving. Steering wheel. When you are using your steering wheel, remind yourself that Baba is giving me direction to follow certain maryadas, so that my journey is safe and when you have to use the brake, remind yourself or check yourself whether my intellect is powerful so that it can stop negative thoughts, waste thoughts, impure thoughts. And if you are traveling by air, then naturally you have to remind in this life journey, Baba is the pilot. What I had to do is just tie seat belt and not worry. Situation problems will come just as in a flight. There can be bumpy ride, turmoils, lots of windy weather or cloudy sky. We don't worry. We just tie seat belt and we just leave it to pilot to take us to our destination. So Baba is our pilot. In the life, storms may come, this situation may come, problems, obstacles will come. But I don't have to worry. I have to just tie seat belt and leave everything to Baba. Remember Baba. Keep my Baba in mind. No, even situation problems come, just say I am a child. Baba has to protect me. So no worry. No nervousness. No fear. So whether we are in a ship or aeroplane, usually we use more aeroplane nowadays. Ship or journey or boat journey is very rarely. So make Baba your boatman or pilot. And remain peaceful and calm. So relate everything to Jnana. If you are cooking meal for your family, Never consider I'm cooking for my family and what my husband will like or what my child will like or what other family members will like or what I like. But have this awareness. I'm cooking Brahma Bhojan for Shiv Baba or Bap Dada. And how Baba would like this bhojan rather than me or somebody else. Not think of human beings. But have this awareness with that love for Baba. Cook for love for Baba. Offer it to Baba. Then eat it with Baba. Don't eat alone. Invite Baba first. Or eat with Baba. No, just as if you make Baba your friend, then you invite your friend when you are eating. And have this awareness, Baba is feeding me. No, because sometimes we have subtle awareness that I'm earning, I'm cooking, I'm offering to Baba. But really Baba is feeding us, no? Brahma Bhojan is from Shiv Baba's Bhandara. So make your house also as Shiv Baba's house. And Shiv Baba is providing you everything. So with that trusty consciousness, nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Baba. You'll find that your every laukic activity, you know, if you are doing gardening, remind yourself of how Baba is the master of garden and you are gardener. And just as Baba, we are pulling the weeds from the garden, remind, okay, Baba is taking out the weaknesses and vices from me. Whilst watering the plant, remind how Baba is pouring yarn to sustain us. How Baba is the sun of knowledge. He is helping the plant to grow. How, whilst using insecticides for plants. Remind yourself how Baba is destroying Maya, the insects from the soul. So that's how, no? Do everything in Baba's remembrance related to Gyan. So even Baba says that you should be embodiment of Gyan. And main also Baba started with our main job. Whatever we may do for physical livelihood and earning is okay. But our main task is world transformation. Making myself viceless, all virtuous, and making others also. So that is my main task of being a world benefactor. So if I am helping others to conquer Maya, how can I be ruled by Maya? And so as much as we are soul consciousness and having Baba's remembrance, what will happen is our all the powers will increase. The judgment power, discerning power. And then we will be able to see with the jnana torch, maya. Because so far we were in darkness. We couldn't see maya or understand maya. We used to think, okay, everybody gets angry, I get angry, doesn't matter. I got reasons to get angry. I got reasons to worry. I have reasons to panic, feeling distressed, tense. Everybody is doing that. So we used to take it as a natural way of life, especially in this Brahman life. We used to think all these are natural. And hence, we couldn't understand that this is something wrong. But now, Baba has given us clear understanding. What is right, what is wrong, who is Baba and what is Maya. And so, once we keep our third eye open, or we have this jnana torch, we won't be stumbling in darkness. And we will recognize Maya easily. So that's why Baba says now, remain more introvert. Soul conscious, introvert, introspective. Just before we were extrovert. Looking out externally. And were attracted by show and pomp of Maya. But as we become introvert from extrovert, we will try to see ourselves, what are my weaknesses, what are my plus point virtues, and we will be able to see Maya from distance. Once we recognize Maya, it will be easy not to be trapped by Maya, otherwise we used to get trapped very easily. Old sanskars, Maya, etc. And we used to carry on with our weaknesses. But now, with soul consciousness, love for Baba, relationship with Baba, we are able to take support from Baba. Otherwise, we were taking support of Laukik people, friends, relatives, contacts. So now, as we take support of Almighty Authority, we are able to destroy Maya, obstacles, everything. And empower ourselves with yoga. So that's where our main task should be, to increase our yoga power and follow this Baba's direction, Manmana Bhava Madhya Jivava, so that we are able to overcome our weaknesses. So So now, our thinking should be positive thinking, spiritual journey, being Swadarshan Chakradhari. Because otherwise, we still allow all sorts of thoughts. No, mind had full freedom. Think anything, everything. Now our thoughts also should be alaukik. Not only listen or study morally, but churn morally throughout the day. Being Swadarshan Chakradhari. Not allowing negative thoughts, waste thought, impure thoughts. Screening our mind rather than giving freedom to our mind. Our words or conversation should be jnani. Otherwise, whenever you used to see our friends or even family member, no, when somebody comes from office or school, no, we will ask, oh, how was your day? What did you do today? What did you eat today? And look at that dress, what dress they are wearing, how they are behaving. So we were looking at others, thinking about others, talking about others, worried about others, their opinion. Now, my thoughts should be jnani. My words should be, I should be speaking sweetly, softly, gently, in a royal manner. Not expecting anything from anyone. So having divine sanskar and personality. Sharing whatever I have received from Baba. Having that intoxication. Who am I? Whom have I found? So not allowing negative or depressing thoughts. Because negative thoughts, worry will create tension, depression, etc. So I should be always happy. My attitude should be positive, with good wishes and pure feelings for everybody. Even if they are negative to me, doing harm to me, cheating me, defaming me, abusing me, I should see that I still love them. I still have good wishes for them. So there should be total transformation in my sanskars, everything alaukik and divine, not ordinary. Because otherwise, we used to try to be normal or ordinary. Whenever we meet our friends, relatives, contacts, we'll just be trying to socialize with them. Whatever interest they have, we used to talk about that so that we don't look like dumb or stupid. So we try to be like them or be all-rounder. Especially young people, no? They will watch the movies that their friends are watching. They'll spend time in social media, etc. as soon as they are free, ring friends or talk on internet. So now, whenever we speak, it should be a sensual, alaukik, jnani, spiritual. So that we are very careful about our time. That time is very valuable. I cannot afford to waste in all this unnecessary social gatherings and talks. Even if somebody who is a householder trustee, if they have to attend some function, because if you are in office, naturally you have to attend some parties. Some parties are must. Some parties you can avoid. But some of the parties you have to attend. But even then, have the aim, marriage, function, or whatever you have to, we have to attend. See that you are there to do some service. Wherever you are, there should be some service. Give some message to of Baba. Help them. Conversation should be to help people to be free from sorrow, suffering. So we are like a spiritual counselor also. So we had to play that multiple role of different relationship with everybody. Especially you are teacher. Not only teach jnana, but teach with our sanskar and behavior and activity. And that can be done wherever we are. Whether in office, whether in family, whether in a society. We have to see that our royal behavior is there. We are aware that we are yogi, jnani. And people should be able to see that glow or sparkling face. So as much as we are in a karma yogi stage, we will be able to earn double income. We will be able to spread those vibration. Our aim should be to change atmosphere and vibration. So that whoever comes in our contact receive whatever they need. Because people are in need to receive those vibration of peace, happiness, love, mercy. So with our divine activity, alaukik activity, we will not only give them jnana, but we will create such a powerful atmosphere that everybody around is receiving that inner strength. And with our alaukik attitude, you'll find will be always happy. Will give love and cooperation to others, and we will receive love and cooperation from others. We will respect others and they will respect us. So we will be having that always clear direction as what I am doing and what I should be doing, and implementing Baba's direction at each step, so that there is total contentment and cheerfulness. We feel we are using our time and energy in a worthwhile way. Okay, so Om Shanti. And what I suggest is, those who haven't received Madhuban gift, they stay up here and come in front, but keep your headphones and all still there to get the direction. But those who have already received Madhuban gift, they can go downstairs to the meditation hall and have their meditation, because otherwise they will be just sitting here doing nothing. Why not go to meditation hall? There is already meditation going on. You can have your meditation. Shilu Ben has already come. Okay, so others will have meditation, but for a time being, remain seated where you can get translation, because Shilu Ben will be giving direction about the gift also. Huh? वही तो नीचे ही करेंगे ना, नीचे ही योग ही करेंगे, हम भी योग तो करेंगे. हाँ, those who haven't received gift, will you raise your hand? Russian coffee. So the others can go down, for, and we will also have meditation until people come and organize everything. Have meditation. Agaye yani gift vagere. Dekh lo. Theek hai, to tab tak hum yog karenge. So let us have meditation. Meditation chalu kar. Acha, silo. Tum hai na.